Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now it's 6:40 or 6:47. Never mind. We will chant the evening chanting. Turn to page 40. Let us compose our mind. Then, with the faith, Sadhaviraya, we will chant. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment through the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the blessed one, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma, the blessed one's disciple who have practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word of the blessed one's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom, and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief, a conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I'm indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer who bestow blessing on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgment of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well, expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. Whatever the excellent teaching that we should know darkness, the Dhamma, which is the supreme secure future of all beings, as the second object of recollection. Out of it, I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and he bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of his practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. My body, speech, and mind, or whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four banks of person, the eight types of individual, is worthy of offering, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of peace, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of service to the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha, born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, of our eight kinds of normal being, guided in body and mind, by excellent morality and virtue, and by the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of recollection, I venerate in Vipaudhakhi. I am indeed the Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and God. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer and intercessor on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate his body and life. In devotion, I will walk the well practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I go in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, or whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, we will chant the closing salutation. Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādini. Suvākhāto bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ navasāmi. Subhatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho saṅkhaṃ namāmi. Okay, you all can be seated. Okay, you're supposed to have 30 minutes of formal sitting and walking and lying down meditation. Okay, so I will off the light, we'll off the light, then you can have your awareness-based meditation. Okay. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever mind state that you have developed, the inner peace, the inner calmness, and the inner awareness that you have developed. Stabilize it, then continue your daily mindfulness. Every action, every movement, aware. Everything you do away. Okay. We will continue our sharing. How was the meditation just now? Huh? Anybody felt something? Nothing. I purposely meditate, you know, to help you all. I almost ran into the students now. You felt good, huh? I know. Before I almost went into the students, the cessation. Because I know I want to come with you. I reached out, luckily, the one, the alum. I wait for a while before he come out. Then, like Alicia mentioned, that time when I move, when I turn, when I was doing the bounce, you realize a lot when I want to speak, I cannot speak. And when I speak, my voice is different. Yeah, I haven't come out yet. And now I'm fully out. But I'm in that awareness nature, deep inside. Then that cessation want to happen to me. Long time I didn't go easy. But today we all got conditioned. So I mean, but luckily it was only 27 minutes. In 1 hour plus one should go in. Then if I don't come out, don't worry. No, get the bell. But very likely I don't need the bell. That nature will come out by itself. Okay. Manyan, page 233. Continue.
5.3.18. Check and question the thought. People can see it because that planning is the thought. And thought is always selfish and egoic before you become enlightened. That's why before you become enlightened, try not to use so much thought.
When I thought we finished that one. We were at 5.3.19, habitual tendency and memory. Yeah, we have that one finished already. Yeah.
5.3.19, habitual tendencies and memories. Question by Brother Chai. How about habits or habitual tendencies?
You know who is this Brother Chai? Not Elsie's husband, please don't get wrong. This one is Cheng Hun's husband, Teng Kui. Chai Teng Kui. He is a mechanical engineer. He's senior than me by, I think, easily 10 years. So he very intellectual. That's why I asked all this question.
Question by Brother Chai. How about habits or habitual tendencies that condition our actions? Answer by Brother Teo. You don't follow habitual tendencies. Habit is what? Memory. Do you understand? Because you accumulate experiences. Experiences that you like form your habit. Experiences that you don't like also become your habit. That's why you have likes and dislikes. Immediately after you see something, you react so fast, so fast. Immediately after you hear something, you reacted already. Smell, taste, tactile, and thought, you also do the same. Why did you react? Because you have become so heedless, and heedlessness develops habitual tendencies. And what about habitual tendencies? No need to think also you will react.
What are habitual tendencies?
And what are habitual tendencies? No need to think also you will react that way because that is your habitual tendencies and it comes from your conditionings via your wrong views. Especially so, your self-delusion which will condition you to arise the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion to react to sense experiences thereby making you heedless. This heedless mind will condition you to have very strong habitual tendencies to discriminate, react, and do things following your wrong views. That's why when you hear something from your wife, especially for a married couple, straight away you will react. You may say, ah, I know what you want to say already. That's enough. You may also do it to your son or your children because it has become so habitual. Every time you scold them using the same words like, told you not to do, you still want to do. Then one day your children may react back and say, ah, mommy or daddy, that's enough. I know what you want to say. Then what happened? You will become very sore, isn't it? All this can arise because you are not conscious and aware or heedful at that time. The habitual tendencies took over through what? Through your anger, your selfishness, your unhappiness, etc. Which are your evil roots born of wrong thoughts that condition your habitual tendencies. Because you already given it some thought and you accumulated all these unhappy thoughts via memories. Then they become what? Your anusaya or latent tendencies. No condition, they don't come out. Got condition like machine gun, they just pop up. No need to think at all because you already memorized and pre-planned as to what you want to do the next time when the same situation arises. Then you will retort. You think you're very good. You also like that before. Why? Because of the so-called latent tendencies, waiting to erupt when there is condition for it to arise. So human beings, due to their heedlessness, do a lot of these foolish things. Can follow? 5.3.20. Wisdom. Understanding fully and completely. Now we continue with JK's quote. In this awareness, the problem unfolds or unrolls itself, and thus it is fully and completely understood, which means no more fragmented, no more only this fragment, that fragment, and instead you act with complete understanding as opposed to thought which is limited and fragmented because thought cannot see the totality, the overall. That's why Thought-based meditation cannot develop wisdom and understanding. Thought can become cunning, smart, or intelligent. Thought can be very intellectual, but it cannot develop wisdom. Thought can only develop knowledge which is rigid. JK said, a problem is never solved on its own level. Being complex, it must be understood in its total process. So just like what I had told you all just now, you cannot have a fragmented solution to spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding needs the total understanding of the whole of the thought and its contents and their limitations. Also, how thoughts divide via words and concepts to deceive you into conflict, argument, wars, and attachment, etc., to arise the fear and suffering in you, and how thoughts project to arise the illusionary time of past and future, which are never the reality to deceive you, make you heedless. It cannot be at the fragmented level when thought analyzes things, or the way thought looks at things, because thought, being limited and egoic, only looks at things from the logic side, from knowledge and the intellect aspect. That's why I used to share with you this quote. Whatever that is logical may not necessarily be the truth, and it is usually always the opposite. This Krishnamurti quote, if I don't explain, I don't think any one of you can understand. But after my explanation, you can at least at the intellectual knowledge level, develop a very high degree of understanding, and that will help establish and stabilize a base for you to receive truth. Then after that, if you meditate in understanding diligently, you can awaken very fast. Because if you already had that base, then with an open mind, the moment you see truth, straight away you will connect. Connect to what you had reflected and contemplated earlier on, for you had understood what that thing is. The whole thing just arises and you just awaken. Ah, that's what J. Krishnamurti meant. Because you have seen it in the awareness itself, which means the truth had been realized, no more a theory. And you will keep on experiencing this type of awakening, because when your contemplative Dharma is very stable, meaning you have strengthened your views, then you can understand very easily. Through this understanding, what will happen to you? You will be no longer deluded by thought-based meditation. By then, the egoic mind, you can see it very clear already. Then unknowingly, you will slowly develop the stability of understanding and wisdom that will start to change you. The way you live your life, the way you think, the way you approach things, and the way you become aware of things. You will be no longer like before, not like before anymore. The thought try to be aware. You will just know how to train your mind to just be silent. Silent.
And this one is very true. Then for you, the meditation becomes like very easy. Meditation, like, no need to do anything. Relax. Aware. You straight away go in. Really. Oh. In fact, quite a number of Kanyamita can do that. Really. Then some, maybe, certain time you have not been consistent in your training. You need a while, a few minutes or so. Maximum 10 minutes, you will settle down. So the understanding really makes a big difference. So like what is mentioned here, you no longer do all those foolish things. You will have this ability. Through this understanding, you will no longer be deluded by thought-based meditation. By then, the egoic mind, you can see very clearly the mundane ego, from the views, opinion, conditioning from your brain. Yeah, you see how it originated. Everything also refers to memory. Without memory, like, you cannot operate. You cannot live life. So before you have the awareness and the understanding, all this, they have power over you. Then after that, without you knowing, because you can see clearly already, then unknowingly, means without you knowing, it will slowly develop the stability of understanding and wisdom that will start to change you. In what way it change you? The way you live your life, the way you think, The way you approach things and the way you become aware of things totally different. You will no longer be like before. The thought try to be aware, you cannot do already. You will just know how to train your mind to just be silent. Just straight away that true mind surface on the awareness nature. That's why this awareness-based meditation is very, very different. Yeah? Okay, continue.
Silent means what? If your mundane mind is still heedless, then you need to decondition it via the mind sweeping method. Then after that, develop anapanasati to anchor and stabilize it, or use whatever other skillful means that you are familiar with, like chanting, rising and falling of the abdomen, or your heartbeat, etc. And after that, when it is already stable, you just silent your mind in meditation so that this mindfulness become more and more stable until it develops samadhi. Then you can use that to meditate. A problem is never solved on its own level, means not look at it in a fragmented way. Then, being complex or complicated, it must be understood in its total process, means the whole of the content within that thought, plus the way of thought, power of thought to divide, to delude, to develop the egoic mind with self-delusion, to be selfish, possessive and fearful, etc., need to be understood. And all these can be understood via just silencing your mind and maintain a choiceless awareness. Then you will be able to see how the mind stirs and how the habitual tendencies come to be and how craving comes to be, how attachment comes to be, and how it conditions grasping, becoming, and birth, leading to all the suffering.
Okay, I will explain a bit so that it becomes clearer and easier for you to understand. So as per Jay Krishnamurti, he actually used the word fragmentation, but I explain it different, but the meaning is the same. Fragmentation to me is thought-based, where he knows thought is limited. Understand? So fragmentation means you approach it from the thought. So you only analyze that thing, understand? Whatever your thought tell you, your views, your opinion, your belief system, your conditioning, everything. So maybe you can become cunning, smart, intellectual, like you know a lot of things, a lot of knowledge and all those things. But it cannot solve your life problem, your spiritual understanding. Only your spiritual understanding can solve your problem, because that one is a complete whole. So Krishnamurti call it complete whole. But you remember I explained to you all. We went through the Sutra of Innumerable Meaning, you remember? You must develop mindfulness and awareness to see all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha taught, the defilement, everything. Then together with how Jay Krishnamurti described the limitation of thought, how thought divides, how thought has power over you, create delusion in you. Means the whole field of thoughts, the way of thought is manipulation, is deceitfulness, then is limitation. Everything you have to understand through what? Mindfulness, awareness, seeing it happen. Then witness your own deluded mundane mind, stirring, reacting, creating the evil roots. This is how the Buddha teach. Understand? So after we develop the Bodhisattva vow, when we continue to take birth, life after life for millennium and aeon, do you understand how much experience and all this life experience and application of Dhamma has been developed? That's why it becomes a perfection. Then when you have such extensive exposure and understanding, your understanding, especially the law of karma, which is very, very complicated and very complex. That's why Krishnamurti mentioned the same thing. A problem being complex, you remember? he used the word. So instead of using karma, is it our worldly problem, day to day problem? They're not easy to solve one. To root it out, it's not easy. But the scientists, the doctor, the medical field are all saying they can heal your physical sickness and problem. But when it comes to mental, psychological, maybe they believe the psychiatrist, the psychology can help. But help to a certain extent. It's not a complete solution. Understand not? Because they don't understand the spiritual aspect of mental suffering. How the attachment come about. How the fear, insecurity, the phobia. How all these things manifest. They don't know. What they do is they counsel you, talk to you in a certain way that they are taught in the maybe the education system, their degree course and all say. Then mostly, most of them give you temporary solution, the medication to help you. Like if you have problem with insomnia, cannot sleep, they give you this, what they call tranquilizer, tranquilize your mind, make you like can sleep. Then if you got panic attack, they call it hormone imbalance. Where they know when you have panic and fear, certain hormone become like deficiency or not. So they give you that medication to actually balance your, what they call hormone, that deficiency. It will supplement you. And then you feel better, karma. But do you know, these are like drugs, no? Because when you use, for a while, it's okay. After a while, you need heavier dose, or no? You have to take it consistently, or you cannot break, or no? You cannot, like, after a while, don't take. The moment you don't take, your threshold has become so severe, your panic attack becomes worse. Understand? This is the temporary solution. Then after that, what they do is, they sometimes, that is what they call life. In life, when you do business, what do you want? You want the customer to keep on coming back to you. Right? Now that was your hand down. No. That's why he chose alternate medicine and all that. If you want the client to come back to you, what you do? Let them become dependent. Understand? So every time I come, give you all this medication. Then, after a while, it doesn't work. I give you another type, stronger one. Stronger one. Then sometimes, because like other type of disease or what, cancer or whatever, chemo is good money, you know. You understand? Surgery, operation is good money, you know. So some, I mean, pardon me for saying that. Not all doctors. Some good doctor. I've seen a lot of very professional, ethical good doctor. They really advise it. Yeah, they are not crazy. But there are some you hear in the market also. First thing first, without checking or second opinion, they say operation already. Especially lady with breast cancer. Because one of these lady who Kena I went to, he finally came to me and to a Kayamita, and I helped her and she recovered. So she told me earlier, he said, the doctor didn't even explain any of all this. Because you go through chemo, it's very traumatic, do you know now? This chemo actually, now maybe better, targeted and all. Last time, it's like, it kill everything on. Then it caused your psychological, anxiety, that suffering, that misery, really can make you like very miserable. And sometimes you have suicidal thought. Because they can't take it. Hair drop is nothing, no. Although it's one other concern. But when you go through the chemo, you cannot take it. You become very, very weak. There is not enough nutrient. You don't know what is going on. That's why a lot went chemo initially. A lot didn't make it. Didn't make it. So you have to understand total solution. That's why now Jayanta go for other type of solution. But that is technical, medical field, topics on itself. But spiritual one, you can't. You cannot afford to be fragmented on itself. You must have total understanding, means I must have the complete understanding of how delusion come to be. Understand? How sacrality come to be. Then I must have self-knowledge. I must know who I am, what I am. Then that self-delusion can be rooted out. As long as you don't root out that one, you will continue to grasp, cling, and hold. Understand? Then you must know. As a human being, we are a form of mind. And what is that mind? That is the mundane mind. That is basically thought. So you don't understand thought, the way of thought, the limitation of thought, and the power of thought to divide and cause conflict, confusion through what? Words. Understand? Ideology, concept. So all these are the whole field of understanding you must develop. That's why it's a complete whole. So when wisdom arrives, you insight into phenomena, you understand the universal characteristic. Every phenomenon, whether physical, mental, or nature's phenomenon, they exhibit these three characteristics. Impermanent, suffering state, non-self, not a permanent and changing entity, or empty nature. So these three universal characteristics, when you penetrate, then you realize, like what the Buddha said, everything is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. Without causes and conditions, nothing arises. Yeah, all these are supported by causes and conditions. Yeah, this is a conditioned world, that's how. The conditioned world of consciousness. They appear, disappear. Then the only reality is a present moment. How stable is it? Split second is gone, moment to moment. And that is the only reality, highest. So when you understand all this, thought has no power over you. Thought loses power over you. That's why you cannot be deceived, cannot be deluded. Then the form of mind also cannot deceive you. Where you realize this very penetrative universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. That's why to break free from sakkayaditti, you must insight into anicca, dukkha, anatta. Then with that mindfulness, once you know this is not you, then you start to understand who are you, what are you. You are a form and mind, okay? So we have a physical form, we have like a vehicle to take us around. We have the thought process, which is the mundane mind. So how do you use thought? We are human beings mainly, like the Buddha said, that mundane mind is the only instrument they have. Then they use it without understanding, deludedly. That's why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arrives, all things arise. Like I explained. Basically, the physical body has six sense bases. Then we have consciousness trapped inside. Then there is a life force that provided the energy. Then there is an awareness nature. So upon contact, this awareness nature, which together with the life force, create the energy to trigger consciousness. Understand? That one that come out is from the awareness nature, is spacious awareness, then shrink into that small area where you zoom in or focus in to create the thought. You understand? So when this thought arise, means the content of consciousness go in already. Like the Buddha said, initially in the seeing, there's only the seeing on here. No one to see. But how come immediately the perception come in? If you are mindful, aware, you will know. That mundane mind went to the memory. Understand? Yeah, that is where you store all your memories, experiences, good and bad, your views, your opinion. Then from that memory, immediately the craving, the delusion, or the attachment, or the wrong view, they straight away come out. That's why that wrong thought creates all the suffering, the misery. So when you start to see that, then you realize it's not a being. Everything is dependent originating. because of what the physical body has. So dependent on three things, the memory and the sound, that trigger off the perception. Then that perception develops the discriminatory mundane mind to react or stir, where you don't have wisdom. Then after that, through your awareness, you start to understand how thought comes to be, how thought has been generated to respond to memory. If there is no memory to input the content, there is no thought. You understand? It's pure awareness. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing on you. But when the content went in, what happened? Your mental intention, karma, coming, everything coming in you. Then the evil root, you wrong thought. So the evil root make you evil, condition your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. So all this is how you function as a human being, and you see clearly where you have a sense basis, the sixth sense basis, you have contact, you have sense data, then upon contact, it trigger off that consciousness. Then there is memory, that input, the external form. That's why it becomes the fine aggregate. Then this external form, because you have your views, opinion, this one, like an automatic machine, understand? Because you're happy children, it's stirred, it reacts. This is acting according to memory, understand? So when you see all this, you understand all this together with the universal characteristic, the limitation of thought, the way of thought, then you realize the user of thought, like I always say, is very important. Understand? Who is the user of thought? If you go to memory, that fellow is deluded. Understand? So the user of thought, before they become enlightened, is deluded. So how can you have right thought? Everything is egoic, selfish, in the evil root. Understand? Almost 100%. Only some who have a lot of virtue, kind of develop metta, or they say, sometimes have wholesome thought, understand? The like almost pure thought, but not really pure thought. So once you understand this, then you develop the understanding to act according to what? Wisdom, born of Dhamma understanding. That's why this wisdom, which is Yonisomanasikara, must arise. When it arises, it spontaneously manifests. When it manifests, it prompts you. Do not be deluded. Sankara anicang, sankara dukang, dhamma anatta. No reality. It's only a thought. How come it has power over you? Understand not? Your life. You hold the key. And you hold the key to your own destiny. Destiny. Means all of us, we have our own life. Our life. We decide how we want to live the life. You hold the key to your own destiny. To be happy or unhappy or miserable is entirely your choice. So if you choose to be happy, you should be happy. But why are most people unhappy? You mean they don't have to choose? It's no. It's because they don't have this dhamma, this understanding. That's why they don't know how to act. So when we have this dhamma, we know how to act. We are not deceived, not deluded. Then we know. Everything is dependent originating. He know you, he know me. All these are thought created, conflict, misunderstanding, argument, war, and all those things, they come from the mundane mind. All this division that lead to conflict, argument, everything, it's all words, concept, ideology. So when you see all this, then you don't use thought to act, understand? You use wisdom to act, following the Dhamma way, following Noble Eightfold Path, and then you become transformed. And this one is total understanding, understand now? It's not fragmented one. Every situation, every case, that wisdom can actually free that enlightenment. That's why no more suffering. That's why this is the totality of solution, the full understanding. So what I mean is, because of that understanding, that wisdom, wisdom is not rigid. That's why I told you, not like thought, limited and rigid one. Based on your knowledge on wisdom is covers the totality. Whatever situation, life problem, mundane or surah mundane, it will understand. Then it will know how to act. You know, when you understand yourself, self-knowledge will lead to wisdom. When you understand yourself, you understand others. Can you see that? Because you are the same. Living being, form and mind. So the noble truth is the same. Then the other thing about thought is, when you are mindful, you are aware, you have this Dhamma understanding already. That's why I come out with this understanding. I always say, our thought is neither good or evil. Understand what? Like money. The use of thought is very important, like money. The use of money is evil, money becomes evil. Understand what? If the use of thought has wisdom, thought becomes right thought, wholesome thought. That is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. So you must know how to use thought. Deluded, you will not have the understanding. So when it comes to thought, I look at normal human beings. You know how they use thought or not? Let's say that tool, which is the thought, we suddenly change it to a knife. Yeah? To a knife. The proper understanding is this tool is only useful if you know how to use it in accordance. Means to cut fruit, shape, thing, cut vegetable, and help you do things. But you use that knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, hit out at others, and cause chaos or havoc to society. Is that the right way to use that tool? Definitely not, isn't it? That is stupid, isn't it? Using your knife to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit out and create negativity or karma. But this is precisely what human beings do. They use the thought to think the wrong thought to become miserable, develop fear, develop insecurity, develop misery until they become depressed. Understand? So if you do that, means what? You are foolish. That's why Mahayana use the word stupid. Sometimes you don't blame them. Understand? Then I use this word, you don't love yourself. True or not? If you love someone, I mean the genuine love, like the mother loves the children, the child, you know what they will do or not? They will go all out and protect the child, sacrifice for them, understand, care for them. Do not allow them to have any possibility of harm or danger. So if you love yourself, means what? You will also do that, isn't it? Protect yourself. Yeah? Not to allow any harm or negativity to actually afflict you or affect you. But what are you doing for those who are deluded? They go and think the wrong thought and create so much misery for themselves. Understand? So this is what I mean by the use of thought is very important. If you are deluded, you like that fellow who used the knife to harm yourself, hurt yourself, hit our others and become miserable by what you do. So understanding this is very important. The analogy really wake you up. You know why? When you use your thought to hurt yourself, harm yourself, it's not like the knife on yourself. No blood, no injury, no scars. But your suffering is at the mental level, understand? They don't see this mental suffering because it is not something burning them, tormenting them, physically hurting them. That one they can see. Like red hot molten iron ball. You go and touch, sure, torment you and burn you. Then. But human beings say what? No. This is my problem, no. I have to solve it, no. You ask me to accept, let things be, I didn't solve, no. Correct. The Buddha say, don't attack, but he doesn't say, don't solve your problem. Solve your problem is not. You keep on deludedly worrying. That's why you are holding, understand? You keep on thinking about it. We have unsettled business. The fear, the worry. Something is behind. That is very important to you, understand? Like maybe you face with bankruptcy. Eh? You face with CBT. Health problem, whatever problem, very severe. So you won't worry about it. And I already told you, the enlightened one who are mindful, they know these are all wrong thoughts. Thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So if it's wrong thought, How can it help you solve your problem? There's like no amount of sorrow, lamentation, fear, worry, anxiety can help you solve your problem. To solve problem, you must have clarity of mind. You must accept the reality to be at peace first. Then you can look at things clearly. What actually happened? Then ask yourself, how can I resolve this amicably so that I can move? Instead of doing that, you create panic, you create fear, you blame people, you hit on it. What are you doing? You are making yourself more miserable. Understand now? So this is what delusion is. So when you are deluded, then you cannot act. You become heedless. You become actually miserable. That's why the noble truth of suffering is very, very powerful. So understanding this, we will not be foolish anymore. We will have to accept the reality of the moment. Then we act. How do we act? I act by not holding on to this. It is tormenting me, making me miserable, burning me, red hot. I put down, understand now. Then it doesn't torment me, it doesn't burn me, it doesn't hurt me. It's just like when you hold this, the thought grabs, cling. This is what attachment is all about. This is what craving is all about. So this one torment you. But at the mental level, you cannot see it at all. If it's physically hot, you dare to hold or not. You straight away put it down. But at the mind level, you cannot see. You still blame people. So this analogy is very good. When you hold, you worry. You become emotional, fearful, insecure, unhappy, sorrow, lamented. So what should you do? If I don't hold, means I accept this reality. Yeah, this is the first noble truth reality. Everybody has to confront. So when it happened, let's say disease, because I didn't take care of my DNA like that, then biases come up, confirm, cancer. But this is a reality. Why should I panic? Yeah, I didn't take care. Coming, DNA. I accept. Accept means what? I don't panic anymore. Right now. It's not burning me, not tormenting me. I don't want to project my thought to worry. Well, those are not reality. The reality is here and now. I have this reality, truth, fact. So what am I going to do? Because I didn't react, didn't stir my mind, no wrong thought, no negativity. That's why awareness-based meditation can help you. Understand that wisdom can help you. See things as they are. Accept the reality. Then I act. I will ask the doctor for advice. Yeah, maybe a doctor can help. Yeah, physical illness. But not all doctors are good. Understand? You need second opinion. Or you have to ask around, yeah, friends or whatever, you know, like we all know Jayanta. Ask around. Then he can advise you, give you second opinion. Understand? So these are the more tangible solutions. Or find out from people who has helped people to recover. Or the patient that has gone through that cancer thing and recovered. And these are the people who has experienced and can help you understand. So this is what Dhamma way action is all about. You act with understanding. Let's apply Noble Eightfold Path. Talk to people nicely. Call them up. I need some help. Can you help me? Do you know of anybody who has, or any doctor who are good in this field? Then you go for second opinion. Or do you know anybody recovered from audit? Then nowadays, social media, you shoot our SOS a lot. Understand? So, understanding complete solution can allow you to free. Without understanding, you torment yourself and make yourself more miserable. So now is it clear? Yeah? Clear? Yeah. Then I read through, you can rejoice. So I will read through just now what Manyan mentioned. Then you will understand deeply. Through this understanding, what will happen to you? You will no longer, this one we've gone through already. A problem is never solved at that superficial level, understand, or fragmented level. Being complex or complicated, it must be understood in its total process. This is Krishnamurti's word. Understand? Total process means the whole. So our spiritual one, Dhamma, means you have to penetrate and understand all aspects through the spiritual teaching. What constitutes wrong thought, limitation of thought, power of thought to divide, deceive, their sacredity, all these things. Leading to that wisdom. That wisdom is born of self-knowledge, understanding who you are, what you are, and how you become the way you are early on. Then through understanding, you straighten your view, you develop a solution, then you come out of it. Understand? So this is how you act. Then after that, the whole of the content within that thought, plus the way of thought, the power of thought to divide, to delude, to develop the egoic mind, the sacredity, self-delude, to be selfish, possessive, and fearful, etc., need to be understood. How can you understand all this? This is Dhamma, understand now? The essential Dhamma that the Buddha teaches, the Four Noble Truths that summarize all of life, mundane and super mundane. That's why this teaching is very powerful, and Krishnamurti understood it, and he also used day-to-day language, like fragmentation, limitation of thought and all things, to teach you. But it is exactly matching with the Dhamma. And all of this can be understood just by silencing your mind and maintain choiceless awareness. Then you will be able to see how your mind stirs and how the habitual tendency come to be and how craving comes to be. How the sakyadity condition, attachment, clinging, grasping comes to be. And how it condition becoming, birth, leading to all the suffering. This is seeing the paticca samuppada, dependent origination link, the 12 link, and the Four Noble Truths within your own form and mind. The three evil roots, the five mental hindrance, and the five spiritual faculty. Viyava, via your sati. That is the real meditation. That's why in the Satipatthana Sutta, especially under Dhammanupassana, the first category of cultivation is awareness or mindfulness of the five mental hindrance, followed by the five aggregates of form and mind to understand who you are and what you are. Then the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases, or the 18 sense line, also to understand how you function as a human being, how you know the world, how you interact with the world, followed by awareness of the seven factors of enlightenment. Because by then, you are very near to enlightenment. And the seven factors of enlightenment will keep on arising, because they are factors that make you enlightened. After that, you will become very mindful of the Four Noble Truths. You will see and understand them all. Then all the three turning of the Four Noble Truths, you will know how to do it. That is how you meditate. That is how your meditation can take off. Now you understand. Do you know how much thing you have to understand to have that wisdom, the complete wisdom to handle this? That's why it's not so easy. Sometimes people saw how I deal with people with First Noble Truth reality a lot. They all recover. Then sometimes they think, same. Oh, but till last time that guy with this type of problem, come and see, he recommend like that. They always remember one. Ask for forgiveness, sir. Follow, ask for forgiveness, sir. Then after you ask for forgiveness, then repent. Follow the advice of the Buddha. Avoid all you already good. Then after that, invoke power of merit. You think everyone like that? No, everyone is different, can have the same problem, but the karmic path different. The thing that conditioned is different. That's why the understanding of all this nature's law, especially the law of karma, is very complicated and complex, like what Krishnamurti said. You must have total understanding. Understand? Not fragmented. Fragmented means what? Like the one with the psychic one. Saw every life, he kill and offer, he becomes sucker. Then he deduced. Oh, must be this. He go and teach people like that. That is fragmented. Yeah. You only see one past life. I don't know. Maybe the last few, all repeating. Oh, that must be true already. I know. But the actual happening is very long ago when he was a monk, when he found he also got psychic. Then he went and helped the monks and was trapped in somewhere, you know, very cold area, like without food, cannot come out, almost died. So he used his psychic to bring food and make them a protector, not affected by that thing. Because of that, I think he saved 9 of the monks. 9 lives he's supposed to take birth as Sakya. That is his pure wish. That is what he wanted. So when you are fragmented, you end up like that. You cannot see the whole. Then you also go and teach. Just because you heard people say, hey, I can see my past, then I know how I become like that. You can also quote gratitude, advice like that. Cannot, because without that understanding, you cannot feel them, cannot sense them. You cannot approach them. Where is Paulian? Kuxian. Oh, lying down. Very good. Like Paulian type of chronic coming obstruction. You think people can understand. You must have that nature to understand. Otherwise, how to help her and break free? Do you understand? And there are a lot of very complicated chronic people going through the first noble truth reality. Sometimes because the karmic death, they create all this delusion from the past. Then this life they come, they kena. Then when they kena also, they still blame. Especially those the husband divorced them. A lot of them cannot take it. Then when I say ask for forgiveness, first thing they tell me, what? Did I hear you wrong, Bertil? You asked me to ask for forgiveness from that pastor that used that word. So all these words come out. And I say, no. From all beings, from the distant part until now. Now means including your dead friend. So she starts to look at me and say, I won't do that. That is what they will answer you. If they answer you like that, how can you have them? But luckily, I explained to them. I said, maybe you listen a little bit more than you understand. Do you believe in the law of karma? He said, in go, believe lah. What is in go? In go, so pai, pai tai chi, in go lai le tiu lah. Not correct. You reap what you sow. So I say, what if in the past, certain previous birth, you were in position like your husband with money, with authority. Because initially you got married, not much money. Then after that, successful, got money. Then they say money, chok kwai. Money create all this possibility and problem. Then you go and like play around, womanize and all things. Then get yourself entangled. Then you got affair. Then you want to divorce your wife. Okay? And because of that, you reap what you sow. This life, you got a guy, may not be the same person, who had the condition to actually do this to you, and you become the victim. Fair enough. Last time when you do this like your husband, you never say unfair. Now your husband do to you, you say unfair. That's enough. Means you don't understand the law of karma. So sometime after you say this only, they like hesitate a bit. Got such thing on me? Oh. I say, up to you. You don't have to believe. Understand? But the more important thing that I can knock and wake her out is the most important one, I say. Your life. You came and seek answer. I already told you I cannot help you, but I can explain to you why. And if you understand, I can give you a solution to do it. To actually stop all this karmic thing from coming to you in the future. You want to prolong this. This life you hate him. That evil root is going to create causes and conditions for you all to become husband and wife again. Then you take revenge and as well. Make him miserable. Is that life? They're playing the game of suffering, misery. So I said, your life, you decide. If you continue the old way, becoming unhappy, fearful, he herself told me, he said, yeah, but I cannot sleep. I know I cannot sleep, insomnia. Every day I was thinking about that. He used this word, how can this bastard? Last time he told me, I love you, I want all the sweet. Now he says sweet nothing. Then you know what he said? I fasted that tea and gave birth to two beautiful children, daughter. And that bee did this to me. Who can take it? He said. I said, that is your choice. If you continue to be angry, miserable, then what happened? The thought keep on haunting you. I say, from the way you speak to me, you will be in depression. Why? Keep on repeating. Keep on repeating. Every time I say, if you understand it, you will not get. No, you cannot understand. You don't know what he has done to me. How miserable I have become. That time of word, like a tape recorder. Keep on repeating. Keep on repeating. Means he has been like the cocoon of thought. Make him depressed already. He cannot see you. Then I say, by doing this, your two daughters also will panic. He say, yeah. She can sense that they are unhappy. They are very fearful. Then one of them will ask, when is Papa coming back? Oh, that one made her lucky angry. She felt like whacking the doctor at that time. So he said, I already so miserable, and yet they come and tell me that. But do you notice all coming? You make them like that. The children also affected. I said, not only your children, I believe your parents also affected. Your in-law maybe not so affected. Understand? So all those who have relationship with you, even your good friend or your sibling, your brothers, they will be affected. They worry for you. But you yourself don't love yourself and don't worry for yourself, become miserable over what happened. You are not the only one that go through this. A lot of other people who are in the similar situation, some I say worse than you. At least your husband not violent. I met one, the husband so violent, whacked her, hit against the TV bench or whatever. 1 month in the hospital. Yours already very mild. He just want to divorce you. But then later I had to give her some understanding. I say, you got two choices. Accept this reality, believe in karma, then do what you have to do and severe all this. I say, you can have your life still. Understand? Divorce doesn't mean the end of everything. Understand? It's just separation of relationship. But you are still the mother, he's still the father, the two children. Understand? Then I give one example, which I think I have mentioned it quite often. Last time I got a Dhamma friend, we all early days at time. Quite similar. Also two daughters. Then the husband successful. I think because of the success, the secretary also very helpful. Also very pretty, very young. Then suddenly they agree that they want to get together and maybe settle down. Then he wants to divorce his wife. So that night he came back. I heard from that Kayamita to me. The husband came back and said, I forgot what he called her already. Maybe my name or what, I don't know. He said, dress up tonight. I will take you for dinner. Oh, the wife, after so long, husband never do this. Very happy. So have a very good dinner. After the dinner, the husband said, okay, I got something to tell you. So she was surprised. What is it? The moment she said, I want to divorce you. She shrieked and fell down in the restaurant and ran off. No, don't want to listen. She said, stop, I don't want to listen. Then cried. Then came to the center where my second last teacher is, where we used to gather, crying, sobbing. So luckily, I talked to her. I said, You're miserable now. Make your mind very down. You're full of fear and insecurity. You wish she last night a nurse. Then no more become nurse after married. Become a housewife, full-time housewife. No career, no income, nothing. And so that fear of losing that support and or being divorced, then people will say, hey, your husband don't want you. This type of gossip. You know? So that fear intensifies. You know? So sad. You know? Then we say, don't worry. Listen. No amount of sorrow and lamentation, phobia, fear, all those things can have you. What you need to understand is, how can you resolve this amicably and move on? So we come out with this beautiful suggestion. Don't do it today. Go back, sleep. Tomorrow morning only. Tell the husband. I think now we need to talk. I am now sober. Last night I cannot listen. I cannot talk. Okay? I know you don't love me anymore. Never mind. I accept. That is a fact. But I want to resolve this amicably. I want you to agree to me treating. He said, I am not without a job. I want the house. Transfer the link to me. Every month, I want 5,000, my sustainment or living expense. The two children, education, everything, support, you handle. You know? Then, third one, every week, 3 days, must have dinner with the two daughters. I know you don't like me. I don't want to go also, never mind. You want to invite me, I go, don't want, never mind. But at least me. Oh, the husband very happy. Oh. Look, good money. Oh. Oh, this is so good. Yeah. Okay, agree, everything agree. Then you know what happened. After all this agree, he told the secretary. Secretary also happy. But secretary wanted to be formal, understand? Oh. Want the divorce to go through. But the husband told the secretary, hey, you want to be with me, only? Oh. My wife already gave me so nice. Oh. You someone want to force me to divorce her. Divorce also need 2 years lah, separation or something. But the secretary cannot take it. After 9 months, still nothing happened. No. Then you know what happened? The secretary, selfish already, call kaki. You know what she did? She take care of the account, the cash flow, everything. Then the checkbook also, he know how he signed and everything. So he absconded with a lot of cash until the business failed. No. Cash flow problem collapsed. Then later on, about 1 year later, come back to the wife and say, I'm sorry, ask for forgiveness, give her a second chance. Then that guy called her, give her a second chance. Wow. Charm with joy, understand? So there are solutions, understand? Then when I told that to that lady, oh, like that can. So you look at the mundane mind. Yeah? Give advice, teach her how to do the correct thing to resolve everything, may not be interested. They want the solution that is what they want. Understand? So there are many ways to resolve it. Understand? But you don't have the Dhamma understanding. You cannot. How to advise? That person already so sad, so depressed, sobbing, crying, full of fear, understand? That phobia, the insecurity. So when we explain that to her, then she feels secure. House is mine, understand? Every month got 5,000. Okay lah, look my one, my no? Understand? I told them, you also become like unmarried again. Understand? You can have your life. If he can have fun, you can also go and have fun. Understand? But most important thing is, I say, he is still the father. Anything that the daughter needs, get him to be responsible at least. Understand? You are still the maternal mother. Understand? The rightful mother. Even though I was sick, you can still text him and call him. Hey, I need you to handle something. Because you resolve it amicably. Understand? If you didn't resolve it amicably, go to court case and fight. Huh? And especially you without job, how can you fight the court case? You sure lose the custodian, understand or not? You don't have a financial backing. So all these are very good understanding and example that can enable humanity to resolve a lot of issues. Okay? We better stop. Continue. Okay. Sadhu.
Radio, the second para, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then JK continue. To try to solve a problem only one level, whether physical or psychological, leads to further conflict and confusion. You cannot do it in a... You cannot do it in a fragmented way. For the resolution of a problem, there must be this awareness, which is sati. This passive awareness, not an active one, which reveals its total process. An active one means the thought has come in to interfere already, then reveals its total process. Here implies is to see the whole of the happening. You see it happening. You see how the mundane mind gets conditioned out, how upon contact consciousness comes to be. In the meditation itself, when you are silent, you will witness all this arising. Then the dependent origination is no more a theory, because upon contact, you really feel it inside your meditation, at the sense spaces, because your awareness is always within the moment. You can only be aware of what is within the moment, and it is not a thought, because thought is a movement away from the silence after that. Thought then can project into the future and recall the unhappy past or scars of memories. That's why thought is never in the moment. Thought is responses to memory, hence it is the past. Within the field of the known, and thought cannot touch the unknown. For the resolution of a problem, there must be this awareness, this passive alertness, which reveals its total process. Alertness is what? Attention. Hence no thought, just aware. And then you just silent and aware during meditation. Then with every moment of consciousness, you will witness the real Dharma arising from within your own form and mind, and not through theory. That is, upon contact, consciousness and feelings and feeling comes to be. When meditating, always just silent the mind and don't go and recall what the book of Paticca-samuppada said, like, upon contact, feeling arise. Then, while meditating, you are looking for feeling. Who is looking? The thought is looking. That's why you cannot meditate like that. Otherwise, you will get conned and be deceived by your own thought, because you tend to look for insight in the form of Dharma, which is not the true insight. And who is looking? Again, the thought is looking. And you still think that is the true Dharma. You think, wow, I saw anicca already. I saw dependent origination, i.e. upon contact, feeling arise. But actually, it is your thought looking for feeling, and you feel your thought, which is not sati. And yet, you gullibly believe you have seen it. Then, when people explain to you that upon contact, apart from feeling, consciousness also arises, you say, no, 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 you are wrong. Because you meditate with a book or text knowledge, with the thought. But if you meditate with a silent mind, you will be very sure.
Yeah, yeah. The lizard, don't worry. The lizard, yeah. No problem. Yeah. You must sometimes understand, huh? The lizard can actually freak you out. But actually, what happens is the lizard is more panic than you. Yeah, I can sense it. I saw the lizard on my table. I don't know how he go up. We got a turntable with a glass on. He can go until above that glass table. Then the moment he saw me come, he freaked out. Then he flipped until the glass below there. Then when I moved further to have a look, he straight up popped. Flew off the table and disappeared. That's why I know they have more fear than us. Yeah. But now I cannot, even no matter what come to me, I cannot react already. That is the reality. Whatever. Yeah. Lightning or whatever. Because phenomenal world is like that, understand? And you have to understand, lie is to be understood. Yeah. So for her case, it's no problem. Yeah, this one is, how can you expect the meditation hall in some bowl, huh, the lizard to just land on the head? Huh? 啊,是哦,好像很重在上面, like very heavy up there. Yeah, correct. But later on, 你有了wisdom, 没事的. Later on, 有了wisdom,没事的. Then you just look at the thing. Maybe it's a test. No, you have to reflect and contemplate. Who fear? What fear? It's our habitual tendency, the thought fear. Understand? Your thought is fear of what? The unknown. Why? This one very important. You got conditioned, they're meant to be. You know why thought is fearful of the unknown? Thought fear. Fear of the unknown. You know what is thought?
Ego.
Not only ego. Thought is respond to memory, isn't it? Respond. Thought is respond from memory. And what is memory? Memory is of the past, which is the known. Understand now? So this one is of the past, where is memory, which is the known. Whatever which is not the known, the thought will fear. Understand now? So fear of the unknown. Now you understand? That's why thought is limited. Thought trigger of his own fear, understand? We have thought being limited doesn't understand. Things that are not in the memory cannot understand. I don't know whether computer is safe or not. Yeah? Not in the, you call it what, the system analyst put in the program in that.
Error.
No, if it's not in the program,
error.
The data goes in. That guy don't know how to move. That's why it will reject or pick you out. Error, syntax error.
From school, we are trained whatever other thing come in.
The mic. Yeah, from school, we are trained.
From computer school, you do programming. You program all your logic, and then anything you cannot predict, you're supposed to write a catch all error and throw a standard message.
Okay. Now I understand. So the thought, they are within the field of the known. The thought is memory. Memories of the past. Something that you have been conditioned. You learn, then you accumulate. That's why it's memory. So memory is within the known. It's of the past. How can you understand the unknown? That's why thought is limited. Awareness is different. Awareness, anything also we can be aware of, understand? Because awareness is always new, understand? It always look at things fresh, new, pristine, understand? Whether unknown or known is no problem, understand? Even the known, he doesn't want to know, understand? Because the direct seeing is seeing without words, understand? Without concept. So to him, everything is new. There is no such thing as the known. There is no memory. It's just aware. There you see the pristine beauty of everything that you come to be aware of. And there is no duality inside there. There is no word, no concept, no fear, no worry, no anxiety. It is all created by thought, the movement. So you see the danger of thought, the power of thought to delude, deceive, and divide and create conflict, misery. So all this become possible because of delusion, security and ignorance. The user of thought don't understand. So if the user of thought don't understand, please don't use thought so rampantly. But you tell them not to use thought, they say they use one. That is the only instrument they have. Understand? That's why they think a lot. Think and think and think until heedless, deluded. So keep on creating wrong thought. Then keep on arising all the emotion, the negative. This is suffering, misery. Everything also hold on to, grasp on to, cling on to, like and dislike, pleasant. So the whole of their life activity is reacting, stirring, becoming miserable, unhappy, worry about this, worry about that. Is that life? Huh? That is not life, isn't it? That is suffering. So many things can affect them, though. That's why I say the deluded human being, together with the physical, we are so fragile, like that glass, drop, break already. You know what is drop? First noble true reality hit, like that glass, so all this worry, fear arises. Then the other thing is, this physical body is very fragile, understand? No? Very vulnerable. Why? Slightest thing wrong, gone away. Temperature too high, also gone. Understand? No? Not enough food, not enough water, also gone. No air to breathe, also gone. Understand? Not enough oxygen, fresh air, also boliao. Malnutrition, also got problem. Then injury, nature disaster, war, riot, everything so easily damaged. Car accident, kidnap, everything can cause that thing to go. That's why I say it's very fragile, very vulnerable. That's why we seek what? Protection from who? All the great beings. They are blessing, the protection, and the guidance. Protection is not our nature. Our nature no need protection. This form and mind need protection. That's why this life, I say, if it's not because of Kuan Yin's nature, this life, this form and mind, you cooperative, will have been dead 3 times. That's why those who have gone through this style of cultivation, they will know how to develop affinity and make that sincere request. And there will be a manifestation because of your affinity with them. And that request that is made based on sincerity, understanding, invoking power, merits, and having gratitude and respect and rejoicing. So all these are very important to understand. As a bodhisattva, you must understand all this. Okay? Okay.
刚才 actually Bradio 我命了一个 pilgrimage， 因为我们还有两天就圆满结束，那我就命了一个 pilgrimage。那 suddenly 有一个东西在我头上，好像那个 spider 这样的 feeling
哦，对对对对，我想哈，这么快菩萨就显了，呀，天哪，我就哦
OK， 我就就是 aware 哈。 那啥子咪不是我，他整个在那边，
那我那你喊这么大声，因为他真的是好像一个很大的，我知道，我的
awareness，呀呀呀呀，magnify，magnify，很大的东西在我头，所以我就这样，他就在这个，哦，所以你，啊，she
was laughing，
哦，she was
laughing，其实我不是怕，我只是。
一下子，知道，我听到你喊 ，like 喊
，actually， 不就喊是我的 habitual。
哦 ，no wonder，
因为我遇到什么我都会一下这样子 ，sorry
啊，哎，没事 ，lucky 是听到你笑，嗯。
I heard it is like that.
Good, 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 and also meant to be. Because without that, this type of teaching cannot come out. Fear the unknown. Because when you go to the brain memory, this is unknown, understand? That's why fear arises. You don't believe me, you will encounter it in real life. A lot of things suddenly happen without you knowing what it is. You just freak one, understand? Even lightning also caught you unaware. The fear, and where does the fear arise? At the heart center there. But if you stay at the awareness there, stop. No fear. No matter what, you will come here. Stop. And that's it. I try. That's why this one, the moment you're aware, all the words cease. That's known or unknown, all cease. But if you don't know what is going on, and straight away go to the memory, memory, because it's the known. Whatever that is not in the memory, unknown, fear arises. And who created that fear? That thought, the movement of that thought. Because it is within the known. So whatever that is not within the known, he's not familiar, fear trigger. Understand? And it's also one of the way to trigger adrenaline. You know what is adrenaline? Oh. To create that hormone that make you very powerful. Understand? Oh. So sometimes our body is like through nature's condition, is designed for that. That's why when you are sick, there are signs. Either pain, uncomfortable or what. These are the signs that you have to seek understanding to take care of it. Otherwise you don't know, then your form and mind easily get into trouble. Then the physical cannot support the consciousness. It has to separate. And they say you die. So physical is our body, which is also intelligent. That's why it will alert you one actually. It will alert you. If you are sensitive, you are mindful, you are aware. I can feel one, everything inside me. I know one. Which one go wrong or what I know. But I am not a doctor. So I don't know how to cure the thing. But minor thing that my nature can heal on, I can. Like flu, no matter how bad I am, you give me one night. Last night, 1 hour, I recovered. Now I need one night. I just sleep. Of course, I take antihistamine. I sleep. I want myself to knock up. Then when I sleep, I go to my nature. And the nature, like, draw the life force. The life force is our karmic force. It draw. Then it heal. It heal. Then the next day, I wake up. My doctor know, my wife know, and a lot of other kayamita know. You all go spiritual trip with me, you also know, especially Alicia there. I was sneezing like anything, but I don't have much physical energy reserve. So when we walk a lot, my whole body physical become like very weak. Then, you know, the body way of creating all this to alert you is you have to rest. So through what? Through flu. Flu actually is triggered by what? Sinus. Not sinus. The histamine. It releases the histamine. Then it causes you to become like miserable so that you go and seek help. Understand? Take medication. But before I know this one, I can heal. So I take an instrument, I sleep, I heal. Without that energy going, I heal. But I realize cough cannot. Cough, I don't know why. It's at the throat. Not linked to that nature's energy. I cannot heal one. No, lung also, I should be able to heal one. But I realize cough, I cannot do anything. I go inside also no use. That's why I had to find out answer. So finally, you know, I take out cough. They give me some of the kamkat oil it help. But the final solution is pitako. You don't want shot one teaspoon or one spoon of that thing. Like Jayanta says, sip, sip, understand? So that it go in slowly. So you take one teaspoon, you break it down to 5 or 8 sip, understand? Sip, sip, sip. Then every hour or 2 hours, you take, understand? Or it become very soothing, very soothing. Then I slowly recover. A lot of people told me a severe cough, last 1 month plus or no. You go and see doctor, give you cough mixture. After that, botulinum one, you try like. Then they have to go through like Joyce Kernel cough. I think 1 month plus, she told me. And a lot of kaimita also told me cough, very difficult to handle. So these are the experience that I went through. That's why I can share all this with you so that you can understand. Okay? How did we come to here? Pass the mic to Yanta.
I think my sharing will be a bit long. Just bear me a bit. So thank you very much, Brother, for explaining this fear of the unknown, Brother. After I listened to it, I suddenly this forehead just feels so right.
Oh, so how to, wow, okay. That's good.
So let me go back a few days before, that is the day before I reached, that's Saturday before I reached Cameron Highlands. I would like to ask relatives explanation on this. It's just like I always had most sometimes I have this feeling relative where there's something like deja vu, like is something not so good could happen, but it was I know it's yeah. Example for this story is
yeah.
On the Saturday, my cousin sent me a few photos of his puppies.
Oh, okay.
So I saw one of the puppies is so cute. Yeah, I think like this was like I have seen these two puppies that I wanted before. Don't know where. Don't know how exactly this deja vu thing. So I decided to tell my cousin, okay, you ask how much is it.
Yeah.
Then I was preparing for the retreat, so I just cut short everything.
That one must change battery.
Okay. So what happened is
yeah.
My cousin went to ask, then she said then she gave up. So she gave me number and asked me to contact myself.
Mm.
So the seller was in
Ipoh. Oh,
so I
no
was
wonder.
Thinking, okay, I am in Cameron Highlands, the seller's in Ipoh. I told the seller after my retreat, I will come and collect the dog. Okay, wait. I told the seller like that. So, seller asked for deposit. In fact, I got the deposit. Then what happened was Sunday, I came up. I went to see Brother Freddy. We had a short lunch. Then we had this heart to heart talk. Then after that, I reached up. I had this very, very bad wind problem. So I said, wow. I told Ananda, I said, I am very, very bad condition. I'm physically very messed up. And mentally also messed up because of the seller keep on contacting, saying that, oh, you want the cage, you want the shampoo, you want this, you want this, and this. Come on, I told you, hey, give me 7 days, I'm in retreat. I cannot play my phone, don't disturb me. But the phone, that's why I was very, very caught up.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that I have to go through this condition.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's like deja vu. I said, like, for me, it's like, I said, like, deja vu is like, I really, really sincerely want to join this retreat, but so many things just wanted to pull me back. So, with the wind, I can't say, okay, because if I sit behind, I keep on burping. Say that, you know, our pitiness, they will think of how to help me. So I went to my room, I rest, and Basuan gave me this very powerful powder and it helped me to get rid of the wind. And I was quite good. But I think this coming arrival thing, they started to keep on bugging, you know. I remember on Tuesday, that was the big one where he said, I'm going this coming weekend I'm going off station. Hey, quiet the dog earlier. Are you this is like that time was really, really mess up everything. Then he said David, he wants another deposit of how much to for letter and kind of stuff. Yeah, I said, this is very weird. Then Brother Phil was talking about all these conditions come up because in the past we have done it before.
Yeah.
So with awareness, I think I accept the condition.
Yeah.
But still very, very messed up. Then suddenly Sui came to me because I did message her I really prepared. I said this Maltese plus poodle, they are very sticky. So I drive back alone to KL will be a problem. So I text Sui, can you please accompany me? So Sui also took some time and come to me at one dinner and said, hey, you better think twice that my brother got this post
post.
He got this after adopting the puppy, his puppy. He had this problem in care where the wife go to work and kind of stuff. I think for me it's like post delivery this PDD post delivery syndrome. So I'm talking to Freddy, you know, everything associated and that say fall, am I putting myself in this? Yeah, only I realized there's this craving that I want the puppy because I thought the puppy can anchor me so I can more tam-tam at home. No? Then I think Brother Cotton saw me, I really lost me. Then I said, what can I do? So I did my 108 vows. Then suddenly, Sister, Alicia came to me and said that I can my call my digestion has problem. So looking at that, yeah, I don't have the medicine. And I said, if I can give her that medicine, because it's a after effect of her taking the this depression
medication.
So I said, this is the effect, and she needs to really flush it out because there's a stool. Is we call it it's the effect of people taking too much opium. The stools become like small and like we call it shit stool. Small, black, and hard to come out. So she needs to get it out because it's a toxic in the body. And I think she's ready and mentally she's strong. So only physically she just needs that push. Then last night I was apologize to my roommates. They asked me, I told them, I said, tomorrow I might be going to Ipoh.
Yeah, this morning. This morning is
very concerned. Asked, I don't want to reveal out the sister Alicia. So that's why I said, for one of the sample people. Then like everything. I apologize, I didn't make a clear statement that I am trying to shoot two birds with one stone. That is, I decided that I have only 2 more days in this retreat, so by good record, this morning I'm going down to see that the seller and see whether he's real. So that's where this this explanation comes in. Where I drove down just when I asked whether to after the exercise.
I say go.
So I just drove without breakfast, drove down until I reached the house. Very funny incident was it was not raining throughout the whole journey going down the hill. Until I reached the house, it started to rain. Then I was trying to find the seller's name because I went into the town. So I managed to find the slip, the name. So I went down, there was a man standing outside. I said, is there anybody by name of Mr. Moses? No. Then he got me stuck. Then I said, excuse me, of course it's raining, so I went back to the car. Then I just take a deep breath. And it was not like I was fear. The fear just went off. And just soothing and just the next session, what should I do? In order for it not to happen to other people, I think I made a police report. I went to the police station, that report. And the station also the okay, we said you must go to the HQ. Only the district HQ has this scanning reports to be taken. I went, then the inspector came in after some time, waited. Then he asked me, then I just replied, I said, I got an internet scam. I saw this puppy I want to buy, my cousin recommended, then gave the phone number, address, everything. He said, you're very good. I'm surprised you never say, ayo, sweet, you can't. Very calm. There's nothing to I said I mean it's supposed to Malay. I said it's takdir lah. It's all it's because of this call it. I said takdir keadaan telah memberikan takdir. That means the condition arise for it to happen. Wow. Then he bought me a brunch lah. It's explained to me because he said if the Malays and the Christians come in, they say, it's God test lah, you know? But you tell me different way. Then I said, because it has to happen, it has to happen. I just say simple things. We had a quick brunch, then she took my report. Then after that, I went to the clinic to get Alicia's medicine. That's where Radio messaged me saying that Sister Joyce wants to come in. I said, why Brother Keeper drive all the way to Camp Highland? Up Jam, coming down Jam. Might as well I wait for her in Ipoh. So ding dong ding dong. Then she decided not to come. Okay, fine. So I said, 5 o'clock, I need to rush. But I feel so much lighter now, Brother Joe. This thing just solved. I need that when a karma needs to take place,
it will find a way to manifest, right? Then intuitive feeling, that is your intuitive. Intuitive means it's like something inside your nature, but you don't know that it can actually manifest. Yes, it is due to your understanding in the past that allow you to have this intuitive nature. This, you have this before, you use it before. So a lot of people, like they sense something is going to happen, even without Dhamma, because this is the intuition. So the intuition sometimes can be like that one, you listen. Sometimes the higher beings, they may know you, but you don't know them. Past life can be friend or whatever. Then they want to warn you. Yes, they know. They have higher consciousness. You know what is higher consciousness? Take for example, the traffic in Rinchang, okay? If you are at the same road level as all the people, you cannot see the full picture from the top on the side. Then, like a lot of car moving in front of you. But the other road or behind or all over the town, you cannot see what is going on. Then let's say there is a bend, the highway Simpang Pulai to there. Then there's a lorry or very heavy vehicle coming this way. Then you happen to be driving this way. Yeah? Then they can see from there, you know, these two on collision course. Really. It's like in the ocean, the two boat, or what they call the bigger boat, you call what? Ship, on collision course. You cannot see where you are at the same level. But when you are at a higher level, you can see. So the higher conscious being can see. So things that haven't happened, they saw already. That's why they want to like help you. So they create that type of mind, energy to give you the intuition, like to make you feel that something wrong is coming. So that is one possibility. The other one is from your nature. In the past, you have this ability. You are sensitive. You have. That's why during my early years, I also can know a lot of things that are coming. But I know it through the Dhamma way. When causes and conditions not right, I know already. Like my tire punctured and all saying that I need to pay. Then I take my concert. All this was shown to me. Then I know you cannot violate the precept. You cannot have negativity or thought process. Then even play mahjong, all those things. I experienced it when I was very young. So all these, they are from our past. Okay? So your that one intuition bring about the thing. But luckily, you listen to some form of understanding and know how to be at peace. You calm yourself down. Despite the scam or whatever, you still didn't react. Well, this is a reality. That I used to say, maybe in the past is what I done. So this line, I become the victim. It's like that. So next time, you want to develop better understanding, you radiate love and metta to all beings. Even to that guy that cheat you or whatever. Say, like Jesus. Or he know not what he's doing. Well, this is coming. He cannot run on. Although you forgive him. But karma is karma. Not worthwhile to do. But you don't develop anger, hatred. Otherwise, it creates karmic, what they call repercussion. Then it won't end there one. Then you won't think, this guy, how can he be so cunning? This type of thing also want to scam. Means in the internet, in the social, you can scam a lot of people. And everyone take that money. It's good money. But I tell you, this money you have to pay. Pay through your nose in the future. So a lot of these things, when we understand, we know how to act. So that's why now you understand. When all this settled down, finally, like Joyce finally also didn't come because of the condition. But Tim sent me that one. Actually, I sent to you to advise her. But when I copy and forward to him, your name didn't appear. All the messages were sent by me. So I said, I didn't put Dr. J also. I said, please, advise accordingly. So he thought I asked Brother Tim to please advise accordingly. So because of that, people seize on the opportunity. They told you not to come, you want to come. Well, then I think out of concern, finally Joyce agreed. Yeah, Clifford was also worried. Because what Brother Tim right was correct, when you stay outside the hotel, you may bring the thing in, no? If you do not mask, do not hygiene and all those things. So I sent to Jayanta is to let him check, okay, then forward and advise him. I got. Otherwise, add a few things more. But when I forward, Jayanta is still not there. So the two fellow in the car. So when he read to Clifford, Clifford must tell her that she told you. So meant to be will be one. So whatever it is, I wish them safe travel. Then take care. Because Joy said he just recovered from the call. Yes, I didn't know about that, but RPK negative. Yeah, I say you RPK check. If negative, you want to come, you come. Yeah, 1 or 2 days only. But finally, he made the decision and said, for the sake of Clifford, he don't want Clifford to like panic. Understand? Because stay hotel also got this type of SOP and all those things. Then come to here, got 2 cases, Kayamita already COVID. So people actually concerned, yeah. Their age group is Joyce younger than me by 1 2 years only, 1 year only. So we are the high risk. So anyway, it is nature. Just let them be. Understand? Take care of karma, have faith, then things will go your way. Yeah, this one also I have to pay back. No problem.
Then the philosophy is like, I'm happy the last few days we talked about karma, karma, karma.
Yeah.
Just now our brother also messaged, I think it's with the voice report, you're going to do a court case. Enough here.
Yeah, enough.
He said, okay, if that's your wish, I respect.
Sadhu. Because he cannot run on. He don't pay back this life. He had to pay back in future life one. Yeah, this one is you reap what you sow one. Then you have this kind understanding. Then you can, like I say, radiate love and metta to him. May he be well. For he know not what he's doing. So this is your wisdom, your understanding, your kindness. Then you are willing to forego that money. Because if money can resolve amicably, then there is no karmic repercussion. Then through your goodness, the wealth will come back to you. Understand? It could be through him or through anybody who owe you. Understand? Here you reap what you sow. That is your kindness, your understanding. And you have this good mindset. So when you have this good mindset and you calm down, then no more fear, worry, anxiety, or that kanchong thing. There is no more condition for negative karma to continue. Understand? And partly also is like a karmic obstruction, which want to block you from hearing the Dhamma in the shed. But luckily you persevere with the gas problem, you attend, then go back to room, Sui told me you Zoom. Oh, that is very good. Then Karen also Zoom. Later on, Tammy also Zoom. Han, sister, brother also Zoom. But Sui An and Ing Bi, very lucky, join us. So no problem. Meant to be, will be. Anything else? Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Sadhu. Let's rejoin. Jinhao want to say something. Okay. Where are we? Finish it all a bit more.
Yeah. Repeat that para again.
Yeah.
Then when people explain to you that upon contact, apart from feeling, consciousness also arise, you say, no, you are wrong. Because you meditate with the book or text knowledge, with the thought. But if you meditate with the silent mind, you will be very sure. You will understand and awaken without any words, thoughts, or verbalization. When you had realized, it will be totally different because upon contact of mind, so many things actually happen. And he who had awakened can tell you that it is like that, and they don't have to check with the text that this is the real one. The moment you mention something, he can tell you straight away, yes, it is like that. Just like the sixth patriarch Huinen, who was an illiterate, but the moment you speak the truth, he understands. Why? Because he had realized them in his meditation before. This is what J. Krishnamurti meant by There must be an awareness in order to have this total understanding. Because thought cannot understand, then this awareness, which is just a passive alertness or attention, will reveal its total process. Because when you are silent, you are fully aware of what is happening. Then phenomena will show it to you clearly. There are three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering, and non-self or empty nature. Then you will also witness what the dependent origination or 12 links is all about. What this world is all about. What life and existence are all about. What phenomena is all about. Not from the text or the theory part. When you just silence your mind, you can understand many things. That's why I always say, you don't try to know why you are meditating. You just silent and meditate sincerely with faith, and when the understanding arises, the form and mind will show, will know, and you will awaken to it. There is no thought involved, but just the awareness via the direct seeing. Then one awakens to it. Then the understanding is wisdom, the intelligence of Panya. And through that, you straighten your views and you can live life with that understanding. That's why after that, this form and mind does not suffer anymore, because it has got no more delusion, hence no more suffering. Note, please remind me to also explain the importance of this JK's code during our sharing at the Tuesday and Thursday classes, because the understanding of this JK's code is very important and very unique. Anyone who can understand this code, their minds will transform very fast.
Yeah, that's why this code is very unique. Oh, very good. Finish, yeah? Oh, let us rejoice. Yeah. So we can end. Today you want to chant the topic song? One time.
Namo Ta Bei Guan Shi Yin Fu Sa Namo Ta Bei Guan Shi Yin Fu Sa Namo Ta Bei Guan Shi Yin Fu Sa Nam mô A Di Đà Phật. Bồ Tát Di Sư Bồ Tát Ye. Bồ Tát Sa Tô Bồ Ye. Mô Hơ Sa Tô Bồ Ye. Mô Hơ Cha Ru Ni Cha Ye. An Sa Bồ Tát Ba Ye. Su tan na ban xie nam mô si chi li tuo yi mong e li ye po lu jie di shi po la leng tuo huo nam mô na lai jin ci si li mo he ban tuo sa mi Sa po er ta gou shu peng, er shi yun sa po sa tuo, nam mo po sa tuo, nam mo po jie mo pa te tong, dan zhi ta an a po ru si, ru jia di jia ru di. Yī sī lī mō hē pū tī sā tō sā pō mō lāi mō lāi mō sī lī tō yū jī lū jie māng tū lū fā sē yē tī mō hē fā sē yē tī Bồ Lai Bồ Lai Di Lì Ni Sư Bồ Lai Ye Zơ Lai Mô Mô Pa 摩来摩地利依悉依悉是来是来佛来生佛来舍利法沙法身佛来舍耶呼噜呼噜摩来呼噜呼噜悉利娑来娑来悉利悉利输入输入菩提耶菩提耶不陀耶不陀耶弥地利耶那来吉次毗利舍利那陀耶摩来萨婆诃悉陀耶萨婆诃摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃毗湿梵来耶萨婆诃那来金翅萨婆诃摩来那来萨婆诃萨婆诃悉萨婆萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃舍利那阿悉陀耶萨婆诃波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃那来金翅檀揭来耶萨婆诃摩婆利僧揭来耶萨婆诃南无阿赖耽摩多拉雅耶南无阿利耶波罗揭谛是梵来耶萨婆诃安悉天陀曼陀来跋陀耶萨婆揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃观自在菩萨心生般若波罗蜜多时照见五蕴皆空度一切苦厄舍利子舍不异空空不异舍色即是空空即是色众相行识亦复如是舍利子是诸法空相不生不灭不垢不净不增不减是故空中无色无受想行识无眼耳鼻舌身意无色声香味触法无眼界乃至无意识界无明亦无明尽乃至无老死亦无老死尽无苦集灭道无智亦无色亦无说得故菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故心无挂无碍故无有空故 愿一点大梦想究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故的阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒是大明咒是无上咒是无等等咒能除一切苦真实不虚故说般若波罗蜜多咒即说咒曰揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃
Thank you. So let us now recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed today.And we shall share and transfer this merit to all beings who can receive them, starting with the devas. Akasatta cya bhumaka devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa jirang rakhantu loka sasana ikawata janihiSampadan punya sampadan Sabbe dewa anodanto Sabba sampati siddhya Idang menya dinang poto Sukhita hontu yatayo Idang menya dinang poto Sukhita hontu yatayoIdam menya dinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Devo asatu kalena sasya sampati hetosya Vito bhavatu lokocha Raja bhavatu dhammiko Dimina punyam kamena Hanibha samagamo, sattam samagamo otu, yahuwa nivana bhaktiya. We all can now be respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Vanya Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. And we end the whole session. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, shall we put our palms together to show our gratitude to Brother Teo by bowing three times for sharing this beautiful Dhamma with us? Bow. Bow. Bow.Sadhu to Sister Man Yuan, Brother Jin Hao, and Sister Sui for helping out with the Dhamma sharing in the sense of reading, recording, and the Zoom session. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. And good night, everyone. And tomorrow, our meal place may be shifted because they have some guests. Peng Xiong Sifu said not yet.They haven't decided yet. So tomorrow morning, we have to see how they are going to ship us. Because their guests for the acting effort installation has started coming into that. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Have a good rest.
Also, dear parameters, those who have not sent in your SOP, yeah? Or SOP, thank you.